back to the Unraveling Podcast with Kelly Bakira. I am so happy to have you here, and I just pray that you are doing well during this time of being quarantined, being stuck in our homes, potentially being stuck in our homes with crazy little children. I just pray that you are doing okay and even finding some beauty in all of this. Before we get started, I just wanted to ask a couple things. One, if you would be willing to leave a review if you like this podcast, that would help me so, so much. I would so appreciate that. And two, as I had said before, I have a mini workshop called Conquering Anxiety that is all online, all on your own time, that's available right now. And if you're interested in that, I will put it in the show notes. I've gotten great feedback from it. It's just a pretty quick, could take you maybe, I don't know, 10 days, depending how slow you want to do it, to finish it. And it's just filled with coping skills to deal specifically with this time, the coronavirus, and all of that. So if you're interested, I will put that in the show notes. But today I wanted to talk about grief, as this seems to be a huge emotion, feeling that a lot of people are experiencing right now with everything going on. And so I hope that this helps you and encourages you and just helps you feel like you're not alone through this time. As always, I love hearing from you guys, so if you have any suggestions or anything that you particularly want to hear from or hear about, please let me know. It's greatly appreciated. So let's get started. Hi, you guys. So if you haven't yet, I have done two other episodes kind of about this quarantine coronavirus thing. Feel free to go back and listen to. The last one was on death, super fun, and the one before that was on fear, which I think is very relatable to a lot of people right now. So feel free to go back and listen to those two. I'm trying to make these ones a little bit quicker than my typical podcast just so they can be kind of digested a bit easier. But today we're going to talk about grief because I think it is absolutely running rampant, and I think it is not even that obvious that many, many people are experiencing grief. What is obvious is grief that people are experiencing who are losing loved ones. Of course, there is so much grief around that, but grief is also being experienced by people in a lot of other ways, and here's what I mean. I am working with a lot of teenagers right now just at work. And the amount of grief that they have from losing, you know, especially ones who are seniors, you know, they're not getting to go to prom, they're missing out on just all the end of the year fun celebrations. There's just a lot of grief that they have about not getting to do these things that they wanted to do. There's grief for parents who are missing out on their children's last things as well. There is grief in people who have lost a ton of money, who are going to lose business or their businesses, or lose employees at their business, or are losing their jobs, or have lost their jobs already. There is grief in people who lost a lot of money in the stock market. And I know that some of this might not seem, you know, this grief doesn't seem as big as somebody who lost a loved one, sure. But it's still grief and it still needs to be dealt with. And so one thing I want to start off by saying is that we can always play the game of somebody has it worse, so we shouldn't feel this way, but that does no one any good. If you are feeling grief, you need to accept that it's there and start working through it, because grief is not something that we can shove down and it will disappear. It is something we actually have to walk through. And so I'm going to discuss grief in a few different ways. One major theme that I'm seeing right now is people grieving, not necessarily a person, but grieving dreams they hold of the future. Dreams that they have had of, like, this will be my future, are kind of crumbling before their very eyes. For instance, people grieving the fact that their wedding that they have spent tons of money on and have put their heart and soul into planning is either postponed or just canceled. People grieving vacations that they were supposed to take with their family that was going to build these, you know, great memories. I even talked to somebody recently who had a vacation plan that would probably be their parents' last vacation that they'd go on before they passed away. Like, that is real grief. That is sad. People are grieving, and people who are alive too. Like, people are feeling grief that they're not able to be with their parents right now during this time. And another thing that I've noticed is that people are grieving people who have passed away long ago, even, because being in such a scary time, for people who, like, let's just say they had lost their mom years ago, this coronavirus thing is triggering that grief again. Just they're so aware that their mom's not here, or that that care, that protection, that nurturer isn't here for them. And so this whole thing is triggering grief from the past as well. But I really want to hit on talking about two different types of grief. And again, it's the grieving of the future dreams that we have, and also looking at what I call, and what not I call, a lot of people call, anticipatory grief. So grieving what could happen in the future. So let's just say you are somebody who you have a small business and you have been working on it, and maybe it even just started to take off. Now everything has fallen to pieces and crashed and burned, and you are pretty devastated. You are literally going to have to grieve and walk through the grief of these dreams you had for your company. And that's not to say your company can never do well again, but how you had planned it is not going to happen. It's going to look different, and that brings about grief. And so what do we do with something like this? My suggestion is that you, one, actually allow yourself to grieve, and then two, once you've done that, you can start to look forward and start to, in a really healthy way, dream up a different future. And I say different because that's the key, is that it's really easy to focus on trying to get life back to how it was before, you know, said event happened, in this case, coronavirus. It's really easy to focus on, like, okay, I just want to feel like I did back then, or I just want to get my business back to how it was back then, or I just want life to be how it was back then. But the best thing you can do for yourself right now is just know that things will never be exactly the same as they were back then. But that doesn't mean that they can't be good. It doesn't mean that they can't be great. But it just means that the future, it's going to look differently. It's going to be different than you had expected, and it's going to be different than it was in the past. And that's okay. Part of grief is actually grieving what we wanted to happen and what we thought would happen. And again, once you actually do grieve it, you can start to take the steps forward of saying, okay, that's not how it's going to go. I have to start looking at this differently. I have to start getting creative. How can I use what's happening to make something good of this? How can I give this over to God so he can make something good of this, probably more importantly? And so what do I mean by actually grieving? I mean not pretending like you're okay, by not stuffing down those feelings and just thinking that you should just be over it, or that they're not real. They're very real. And so grieving might look like allowing yourself time each day to cry, or to punch a pillow, or to just at least talk honestly with somebody about what you're feeling. I think that one of the best ways to allow ourselves to feel, if you are somebody who, you don't even have to be a good writer, just anyone who can write and think and write at the same time, journaling is a great way to like walk through grief, to just write down kind of exactly what's going on in your mind, what it feels like to feel this way, what things you're sad about. Journaling is a great tool. Or if you're more of a verbal processor, really talking to somebody who can give you that kind of compassionate ear to hear. So for those of you who are grieving the loss of something you wanted in the future, or you're grieving dreams lost, you're grieving just these things you so badly wanted to have happen at a certain time, that would be my encouragement to you, is to, one, allow yourself to grieve, and two, start dreaming up a different future and allow God to speak into that. Because he does have a very good plan for you, and he knew all along that this is how this was going to go. This didn't mess up his plan for you. Just remember that. He knew. He's so sovereign. He already knew that this was going to take place, and his plan for you goes beyond this. This does not, he didn't just bring you here to drop you off by yourself now. He sees you through this. The other thing I really wanted to hit on that, again, I call anticipatory grief. It's really interesting because I think that this is a big one for people who struggle with anxiety. Essentially, it is just another form of anxiety. Basically, you are grieving the what-ifs of the things that could happen in the future, even if you don't have any idea that they're going to happen. So this is for people who are grieving and constantly thinking about that someone they love is going to die, and they're already experiencing grief about that. Or they're already grieving the fact that they could lose their job even though they haven't. Or maybe you're already grieving the idea that you might have to give birth in months from now without your spouse being in the room with you, even though you don't know that's the case. Essentially, it's just another form of anxiety, because anxiety is us living in the future, going down the worst case scenarios, believing that to be true, even though we have no idea what will happen. And I'm just going to encourage you to pay attention to that, because I find myself doing this all the time. It is a big struggle of mine, and it might be a big struggle of yours too, to just pay attention and make sure that you are not just allowing those thoughts to come in and be labeled as true in your mind. Essentially, we are spending our time literally experiencing grief about things that we might not need to grieve. I think part of the reason why we do this is because we want to prepare ourselves for the worst. Like, okay, well, if it happens, I won't be blindsided by it. Like, I will have already grieved some of it, so that will help me. And I think that's why I do it. And I think that there is maybe some part of us that, like, the survival part of our brain that, like, is like, yeah, that's a good idea. We should grieve things beforehand, even if we don't know it's going to happen, so it doesn't hurt as bad. But really what it's doing is stealing so much joy from the present that in the end, it's probably not helpful at all. And so just like with any anxiety, I'm going to encourage you to really think about where those thoughts are coming from. Do you really think that God is saying, hey, you should grieve the death of your parents, even though they probably won't die, but you should start grieving it now anyway? I don't think God ever speaks to us like that. And so if it's not coming from God, could it potentially be Satan trying to get in your head and trying to steal more joy from the present? God certainly isn't going to be whispering to you, hey, this is probably the end of your future career and you're just going to go bankrupt and become homeless, and so start grieving that now. That's not God's voice. And so, as I have said many times in this podcast, we need to be able to decipher who we are listening to. God's voice is not fearful. He's not trying to put fear in us. He's not trying to make us sad. God's voice is hopeful. And of course, I am not talking to the people who actually should be grieving. So there is a difference here. There are the people who, there's a real reason why you should be grieving. Maybe your loved one really, really is sick. And so that is a different story. I'm talking about for the people who don't really have any reason or proof that grief should be happening right now. And it's just their anxiety kind of taking them for a spin in their mind, saying that all these things are going to happen. And they're actually experiencing grief that isn't true or based on truth. So for those of you, again, who are experiencing that kind of grief, the anticipatory grief, I understand you, I get you, and I also want you to fight that. I want you to fight that part of your brain that's saying, no, this is me trying to protect you. Actually, brain, this isn't protecting you very much. It's just taking away time and joy from right now. And just to wrap all this up, I think that the best way we can combat some of this stuff that's it might sound really annoying, you might roll your eyes because you've probably heard a lot of people talk about this, I've probably talked about it recently too, is just focusing on the things that we're grateful for. Right now, the little tiny things, not the big things, like really focusing in on the tiny blessings and things we're grateful for in each day. It rewires our brain, it helps us have a more positive outlook on life, it helps us appreciate everything more, including the big things in our life, like our family, our faith, Jesus, all those things. But if we can start with the little things, the warm cup of coffee, the sun on our skin, our pet, you know, whatever it might be, just the little things, the neighbor that waves to us, that helps change our brain. It helps combat anxiety. It helps combat even grief when we can see that there is still beauty here. There is still goodness here. So before you roll your eyes at that, please, please, please just actively try that for like a few days, and I promise you, you will notice a difference. I say all of this with so much love. I know that this is such a hard time for so many people, and I know that I don't even understand the extent of some people's grief, so I never mean to say this stuff lightly, but I do just know that we can experience grief, sit in it, know that Jesus is right there with us, and also know that He is the one who heals us, He binds up our wounds, and He does pull us out of the darkness. And so I know that that hope is there with you too. So anyways, I love you all. I thank you so much for being here. I will continue to talk about these kinds of topics until we are out of quarantine and free to roam the world again. But for now, I just want to hopefully speak some encouragement into everybody. I know I need it too. But again, thank you for listening, and I will be back next week.